Welcome to Sunday Coffee Jazz. I am Wendy, your co-host, and you are listening to this session of summertime jazz and blues from favorite bands Old Good Folks to Johnny Boyle. So sit back, grab a coffee, and unwind to your favorite old-time tunes.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Coffee Jazz, and I am your co-host Gina, coming to you here from Surrey in the UK, and I hope you are feeling well. So as my co-host Wendy says, and Wendy is my AI co-host, we have tunes to play, and many of our tunes are with Albert Behar. And we have tunes from the good old folks, you know, and Giglio, what's his name again? Is it Giglio? Ferzel, his name, you know, is an Italian. Anyway, to start off with, it's him now, is the Italian one called Lula Swings. So this is coming up right now. Right, that was Lulu Swings, right. Anyway, my name is Gina and you are listening to Coffee Time Jazz here in the midnight hour. So coming up right now, we have with us, it's called Dixieland Strut by Albert Behar. Now, let me just tell you something about Albert Behar. He is a trained pianist and he taught himself to play the accordion while busking. Does busking in New York, and he trained himself to play the accordion watching YouTube videos. Well, quite good and very nice. Anyway, so here is Albert Behar. Thank you. I'm so sorry. What's happened now? Okay. Well, you know that this is all being played now on vinyl, so that's why it just suddenly stopped. My goodness, everything now is on a vinyl player. You know, I've gone back to vinyl. Previously, I was doing it on the MP3, so now I'm doing it on the vinyl, you know, very nice music. Okay, that was called Dixieland Strout. I hope you enjoyed listening to that. Okay, the next one I have coming up now is called, again, Promenade Rag by Galileo Fraser, the Italian Stallion. Right, I hope you enjoyed that by the Italian Stallion. I like to call him that. It's by, what's his name again? Giulio, is it Giulio Frazio? Anyway, so that's the Italian one. Okay, now coming up next, if I do have it here with me, it's, oh my goodness me, I have all this one to do now. Okay, this is called Anything Is Right, again by the Italian Stallion. I like to call him the Italian Stallion because, you know, just trying to say his name is always that difficult for me. So it's called Anything Is Right by Giulio Ferrezzo. Thank you. That was absolutely lovely. I'm just, you know, shaking it all over the place. Absolutely fantastic. You know, it's got that toe tapping where you just tap your feet and you just go along to, you swing along to it. Absolutely nice. You know, these are all royalty-free music, you know, by these artists. Thanks so much. From them, it's very appreciated. And again, you know, when you hear all these sounds, they bring you back to the 1940s and how life is, you know, in those days and how things were. But times have changed anyway, and we have to move on, don't we? Okay, now, my name is Gina, and you are listening to Sunday Jazz, the Midnight Hour. Okay, coming up again by the Italian Stallion. It's called Marching Band. Goodness, that was absolutely lovely, wasn't it? Again by Giulio Ferrazzi. You know, he plays very nice songs, simple and very flows that you can understand. You know, the sounds are just very smooth going. Now, I was listening to Radio Caroline just a few minutes before I came on. Now, Radio Caroline celebrated, is it 60 years on the air? Radio Caroline is a very unusual radio station. Now, it's here in the UK, and it broadcasts from a ship. My goodness, it's unusual. And, you know, it was playing music from yesteryear, from the 1950s and 60s, and here I am playing all those music from the 1940s. You know, there was something very interesting listening to Radio Caroline, all those melodies and all those tunes, and it brings back. It's so nice to listen to music of Alan Parsons' music and all those, the Animals and all those music of all those yesteryears, and how things are, you know, in the 1960s and the Beatles and all those songs. And, you know, now I'm playing all this music of the yesteryears, the 1940s, Sophie Tucker and Scott Joplin and all those music. And even now, you know, this ragtime blues. So, you know, I hope you are enjoying me here on the Midnight Hour with Sunday Coffee Jazz. So what do we have next coming up now? Let me just see. My goodness, now this is called Sunny 50s by Christian Larsen. Thank you. Hello, the Nightingale. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Midnight Hours. Very kind of you. Right, now that was by Sunny 50s. Now we're just halfway through here on the Midnight Hour, and I have with me here the Nightingale. And would she like to come on and onto the show and speak? Would you like to come on the Nightingale, giving you a chance here on the Sunday Jazz? It would be very nice to hear you coming on here and introducing yourself, you know. Would you like to come on, Nightingale? So I'm just waiting for her to reply. Anyway, continuing with our Sunday Jazz. Oh, my goodness. She's going to come on. Okay, then. It's going to be very nice hearing her here. Okay. Now, I've sent it to her. The Nightingale, how are you? Thank you for coming on.
I'm so excited to be here. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, the Nightingale, please introduce yourself. I don't really know who you are, but I did hear you gave an interview with Monica Susanna on Tick Radio. Please explain who are you, please?
That's a great question. Who is the Nightingale? Actually, is the title of my album. I am a singer. A soul jazz R&B singer from Montana, the great state of the big sky state of Montana. And I've just recently been signed with Ascot Records. And I enjoyed Tick Radio. Monica is like sunshine. And I was so honored to have an interview with her. They are spinning my songs all over now. I'm so new. But KGCN Radio has my song spinning, Tick Radio, the Tweety Lounge, The Old Man, I think, even has played my song. I'm honored. I'm just really honored to be with the pod people. That's what they're calling it. Someone even called me Princess Podbean because
That's right. Is your music copyright free, or how is your music? Because the music that I can play is copyright free. So how is your music copyright free, or it's not?
It's copyrighted. It's all originals. They're all BMI registered, ASCAP registered. It's real. Like I'm even in sort of shock right now, you know, coming from where I'm so isolated in Montana, and I've been singing basically to birds and mice and animals my whole life. So to have actual recordings is amazing. But if it's something that I would love for you to play any of my music.
I would like it too. Do you have my email address, or can Monica give you my email address, or can I have your email address? Can you write your email address down and I'll copy it?
Yeah,
and
then I can have, I'm excited now. I can have, you can have, the Ascot Avenue, email address, and we'll just go from there. And oh. And I'd be humbled and honored to have my music played with you. Your show's amazing.
Okay, then. Do you have your email address down here that you can type it? Because I do not have it at all. So how do I contact you, the Nightingale?
I'm going to give you my record company's email address. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go from there. This is so special. Like I said, it was almost the kind of thing where, you know, an independent artist like me that is newly signed to a small company, how do you promote yourself?
Absolutely.
I'm new to social media. Yeah, it really becomes that. And I'm new to a phone. Everybody's just like, you are a princess in the middle of nowhere. I've only had a phone about 900 days. I've recorded and I've got two songs that are on platform. I've got all my YouTubes. I've sang background songs for anime, cartoons, commercials, TV scenes, you know, all the little things that the bigger artists won't do. Hey, I'll do it. I'll sing in the middle of nowhere. Like I've been, I'll record myself. I just want to sing. I really am one of those rare people that just wants to sing. So Ascot Records and people here on Podbean have really allowed me to do that. So
how long have you been with Ascot Records?
This has really become the year of the lions. And I'll say that because we do go by that. I have all my label mates and, you know, this year. Actually, about maybe 5 to 6 months, but we signed the contract at the beginning of the year, January 1st, and it's been off and running since then. And like I said, who is the Nightingale is kind of clever because I'm coming out of nowhere and people want to know, well, who are you? Who are you? And I said, you know what? Who am I? Who is the Nightingale? And there's my album title. So August 7th, get ready.
So what's going to happen on August 7th, please?
That'll be the album drop. You'll be able to, I've got a complete LP, a whole 40 minutes of an eclectic sort of array of my range of songs. And that's why I love your show, is because I hear jazz, I hear funk, you know, I'm very a hybrid. So, on August 7th, you're going to see the album drop, Who is the Nightingale, and you're going to get all of those different sides of me, and I'm coming fast. I'm fluttering in, like they say, oh, you just flutter everywhere, Nightingale. So you could Google right now. You could Google Nightingale Nicole Gobert, and there's everything from my social media to my songs pop up, and I'm just really excited.
Okay. Do you have your own podcast show on Podbean?
I don't. Right now, I'm really just being that observer and really going from show to show, just trying to make friends and promote my music and promote love. I promote lots of love. I love everybody. I tell everybody I love you. I love you too. And I leave Nightingale kisses everywhere. And it's really become this family to me. And that's what Podbean really ends up being to a lot of people, is a family. You find people to connect with, and it can be this free spirited forum. So maybe in the future there might be a Nightingale show. That's kind of an idea, but you could listen to me talk on KGCN, or you could listen to Club Ascot Radio. We have something tonight, you know. I'd love everybody to join at 9 o'clock Pacific time. Club Ascot Radio goes live.
Oh, so you will be on, you will be on Ascot Radio. Are you going to be there on Ascot Radio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I get on the panel a lot. They spin my songs. Also, because that's my record company. We have other artists. We play all, I've got my sister artist, Honey, has got some real explicit, you know, you're getting a real range with Ascot. We've got people that have reggaeton beats, people from Nigeria that are spinning their songs. I'm from Montana, you know, with all of the controversy that's been with Beyonce. I'm black, yet they, you know, I've seen country. So there's so many facets to Ascot Records. There's so many facets to the Nightingale. And come check out Club Ascot Radio, everybody on Podbean who's listening. I mean, we're doing things. We're coming hard. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. There was something I wanted to ask you about Ascot Radio. Is it an African-American radio label, record company?
Based out of L.A. I mean, both of our presidents and CEO, Boss Hogg and Spook, are African-American men that have been in the game a long time, but it really has become this forum of culture, of everybody. That's why we're so connected to Monica Susanna, because there's that feel. We're connected to, say, Sue and Caps from the UK, somebody like you. Everybody of the world now, I feel, can be together, and I want to be one of those ties that bind. You know, I want to be that sort of love that brings together you and Club Ascot and the old man. The old man hangs out with us all the time. Eric, Mystic C, you know, everybody. It's really a cultural feeling.
So Boss Hazel is Boss Hazel is the president? I had no idea.
Yes. Yes. I mean, he's coming. So he's just like a king to me. And that's really what it's become, this kingdom of people that want to better each other is really what it is. It's that it's not a competition, it's a collaboration. And that's what Ascot brings, KGCN Tick. Like I said, how can you not, you know, gravitate towards such a beautiful person? She calls it synchronicities. I don't have anyone where I am. I'm just that isolated. So that's what Ascot and Tick Radio, KGCN, we all bring this culture of everyone. So come hang out, everybody. I don't matter if you're red, blue. Look at my picture. I'm orange.
Yes. I've seen it. Yes. Right. So can I call you Nicole? Is that okay?
You can. Yes, of course, Nicole. Yes, Nicole Goldberg or Gobert.
Okay.
Yeah, people, you can say it either, but you just say it how you see it. And I go by Gobert or I go by Gobert. Gobert is so much sexier. You know, I'm supposed to be all sex kitten, but I'm regular.
Mm-hmm. I saw that you had 3 interviews in 1 week. How did you feel doing all this? Because it's absolutely incredible. This was the first time I actually saw on Podbean somebody having 3 amazing interviews. How did you feel after you had a show with, you had an interview with Monica Susanna, you had an interview with somebody else starting from Sunday, then Tuesday, then Thursday? I mean, it was just like a merry-go-round for you. You know, how are you able to contain yourself doing all this?
That's just it. I have to contain myself. I almost feel like I'm bursting at the seams almost sometimes. Like if I could just take this Nicole and put her here and put this Nicole here. But you know what? It's my dream to spread my music and love for the people so much that somehow I just found energy. And I know what day you're talking about. I went from one show and they asked me a blur of questions and then I jumped to Ticks. I was in the middle of nowhere glitching out. Talking to Monica Susanna, and somehow it came together. But it is those moments that I know where I'm, it's gravity almost pulling me. I don't know how to explain it. It's pulling me to you. It's pulling me to Tick. It's pulling me to KGCN and Ascot. It's almost like the planets have aligned for Nicole. The planets are like, well, of course you're supposed to in an hour. You need to be ready for a show. And then in another hour, you need to be ready for it. It's just almost like, oh, okay, this is my normal life now. And I'm ready for more.
So, Nicole, are you going to do any shows, you know, any performances on stage?
Yes, I'm so glad that you asked. One of the other bigger women that I've met on Podbean named Lisa, they have booked me for the Nightingale Show in Topeka, Kansas on June 22nd. And we will be opening the Lois Curtis Campus for Culture in Topeka. And it's just really humbling to be able to have my very first big show. I've performed my whole life, of course, but to have this happen now with my album coming out, with it's unreal. It's almost surreal. It's like, that's not you getting an airplane ticket sent to you. And, you know, I haven't been on an airplane maybe since I was 16. I don't want to show my age, but yeah, I have a show in Topeka, Kansas, and I'm almost like, how am I going to do it? I'm going to cry Nightingale tears the whole time. So that's my first show. Anybody close to Topeka, please come and give me a hug. You gotta come, and I'm gonna sing my heart out for Kansas.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much. Send me the details of I'll email you anyway. I'm going to email you to get those details for the Kansas show and try to promote you. And thank you so much. Still stay on here, Nicole, please. Continuing with my Sunday jazz. I'm so glad to have with me Nicole Gilbert, the Nightingale. She's new to Podbean. She's fantastic. She's into jazz, which I am into. She's going to be having her show in June. And Nicole is going to be bringing out an album in August. Absolutely wonderful for Nicole. Fantastic. This is a young girl. She's new in the game, and she's had 3 interviews on Podbean. Absolutely incredible. Well done, Nicole. I congratulate you, and you are fantastic. Well done. So Nicole is still going to be with me here, and we're still going to be on Sunday Jazz. I just had a brief interview, which I cannot believe it, with the Nightingale, Nicole Gilbert. So this is called Jumping Jive by Old Good Folks. Still be with me, please, Nicole. Thank you so much. You've been listening to me, Gina, here coming to you from the UK in Surrey. I've got with me a special guest, Nicole Gilbert. I didn't know she'll be my guest, but I've invited her on anyway. It's so great to have her here. You've been listening to Jumping Jive by Old Good Folks. Nicole, how have you found Podbean? You said that the people have been very nice to you. It's been an amazing roller coaster. Now, you know, when I always say to so many people, you've made it this far, you're going on stage, you know, what do you see the future for you in the next 6 months, in the next 7 months, what do you have next? Because you've got to plan ahead. You know you're on the radio. You know you're a star now. You're a singer. You're getting noticed. You've got to promote yourself. What has Ascot Radio got in the pipeline for you for the next 6 months? Let's say the year ahead, 9 months. What have they done for you? What next can we get from Nicole Gilbert? Because I need to promote you. I'm here. I want to know what's next in the next 9 months, Nicole. What do you have?
Really, in the next 9 months, it's going to be a whirlwind of show and show and show. We've already booked some things through KGCN Radio in August in LA. And really what they're talking about is that push of the brand. It's that Nightingale brand, that Nightingale Nicole brand, all of those little kooky things about me being Princess Nightingale up here, and kisses, and I cry all the time. I tell everybody I'm crying, and they're like, oh, you're not crying. No, I really am crying because I've never heard myself sing back to myself. I've never heard myself recorded. These are all things that other people that have been in the game, they say, you know, you've heard that. Oh, I've been in the game. I'm just been invited. It's almost like, hi, I'm Nightingale Nicole. Can I sing? So in the next 9 months, it's that push. It's that push by Ascot. I have shows. We're looking towards the UK where you are, trying to make a big push overseas. We're trying to make a big push in Africa. Where things culturally, I mean, there's nothing but stars in my eyes, really. I don't want to, you know, think too far ahead, but I know with the help of Boss Hizzle and Big Spook and everybody at Ascot, people like you, people like Tick, Radio, KGCN, Cali, I just feel like this is where I should be, you know, so let's go. I'm booking a ticket over there. That's what I need to do right now is get on the phone and book a ticket to you. The UK is calling the Nightingale. I just want it in the streets. Every man you see, every woman, you're like, do you know the Nightingale? Who's the Nightingale? That's what I want.
Boss Hizzle, thank you for joining us. Nicole, when you come to the UK, let me No, because I want to meet you and I want to promote you. You know, you've got me here and I can assist you in any way you want, you know, that you require. You know, don't be afraid. I'm here. I'm overseas. You're coming over here. Let me try and see how I can help you and definitely help Ascot Radio. You know, in the UK, you're in Europe. You've got to get yourself noticed. You've got to get yourself promoted. So you've got radio stations down here that can help you. So, you know, give me a tick. Just say that, you know, whenever you're coming to the UK to do a show, let me know. And, you know, we can arrange something and get started. Okay?
Well, you see, joined us. You see, my president, my king of the kingdom, just came in to say hi, Boss Hizzle. It's those type of connections that us at Ascot are looking for, because you think about the jungle of the world, like you said, you're way over in the UK, but to me, you're so close. Like, I hear your voice, I hear the love and that hunger in you to really showcase people that maybe you're like, wow, I just stumbled upon the Nightingale Nicole, and it's just like, I stumbled upon let's do this. It's like lightning, you know, and I'm humbled every time. So you see, Boss will give you, you guys will be best friends.
Hello, Nicole, are you there still? Hello, Nicole, are you still there? Let me see. Hello, Nicole, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Hello, Nicole, are you still there? I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm here. I'm still here. I'm here.
Okay. It seems that you know, that you went in, then you slightly went off again. Continue, Nico, what you were saying, because it was so interesting, you know, what you were talking about.
I really just wanted to say that the connection that people like me, being, like you said, I'm new to people in general, being isolated in Montana. So really having Ascot Records, seeing Boss come right now, and, you know, I want him to connect with you, because that's the kind of connection I feel my heart is pulling me towards you. It really is. The UK has always been a dream of mine, you know, to be able to go to see Big Ben or go. Those are things that the Nightingale always has dreamed of. So it's almost just talking to you makes my dreams come true.
Right. Okay. Boss Hizzle. Now, Boss Hizzle, would you like to come on air? And let's hear from you as well. How are you going to promote Nicole in the UK? Would you like to come on air and give the listeners? I would like you to come on air as well. And let's just have a good talk about promoting. Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Now then, let me see. How do I get you on? Okay. This go on yet? Okay, we're having Boss Hizzle, the president, my goodness, of Ascot Radio. Welcome, Boss.
Yes, ma'am.
Woo!
glad to be here. How do I address you? I know your name ain't LMS.
You address me as Gina. Thank you so much.
Gina.
Yes.
Gina, I'm Hizzle. Yeah, as far as our plans of marketing overseas, basically, it started out with connections like this. It started out with networking and meeting people that's in these locations who can direct us in the right place. You know, me being over here in the United States, I don't have a lot of connections in places like the UK and Africa and Europe, you know. And so it takes these type of connections for us to expand our brand and reach bigger markets, you know, in different countries. So we got like shout out to Monica Tick Radio, that she's over in Mexico. So now we're being promoted over there. We're starting to be introduced to that market. And then we on stations like netradio.com, which is located in Paris, France. So we're definitely trying to reach these different markets in different countries, because we understand that it's very valuable to independent artists and independent record company such as ours.
Right. Now, Nicole said something about her ethnicity. Now, yes. Right. Now, in the UK, there's a place called there's a place called Brixton in Lambeth. Now, Brixton, you tend to market a lot of, there's ethnicity, there's lots of Caribbean people in Brixton, there's a lot of people who are African heritage. You know, the UK is subdivided in certain communities where people, generally speaking, different artists go to these communities and they can have do a show there. Now, Brixton, as I said, is very much multicultural, multi-ethnic. Now, that I would say is a very good place for the for Nicole to market herself, to do a show there. It's in the Brixton area. It's absolutely, you know, it's a Caribbean place, but it's multicultural. And I can definitely see there are many parts of the UK that Nicole can go to. There's Manchester, there's Sheffield, there's Liverpool. What I am just trying to say is the places that will be more for Nicole because of her culture, because African American, these people would be more interested in her before she goes to a wider audience. Because when so many artists of a different, let me say the word, ethnicity, immigrants, they tend to go to the neighborhoods where they have people who are similar like them, and that's where they tend to do much better. They're very small venues, but they tend to they tend to do much better in the smaller venues, and they tend to get the people there, and they, you know, they associate with them. There's more of a cultural heritage towards them. So this is what I can definitely try and steer you into, tell you, show you the venues, the areas, the avenues that Nicole and definitely Ascot Radio would be more towards. Not so much, let's use the word out there, but they are also places where you can advertise, you can promote yourself.
Right, New Nation,
The Voice newspaper, all of these have the African-American culture. They talk about ethnicity. They do. They promote definitely a lot of people from Nicole's background and Ascot Radio's background. And as you very well know, the UK is into hip-hop garage type of music.
Hey, again, that's where it's important. That's why it's important to connect with people who are in these places who understand the demographics, because like you say, we don't know what cities to market in, what areas to market in, but you do. And that's why I'm going to definitely keep in contact with you and start building some bridges to make these things happen.
Absolutely. Well, Boss Hissle, it's very nice to meet you as well. You know, being a president, I've never met a president of a record company. It's incredible.
Hey, I'm just a regular guy playing my part, that's all.
Absolutely. When did you actually start Ascot Radio?
Well, we started Ascot Records in mid last year, and Ascot Radio is a branch of that, and we started that just a couple of months ago. So we're small. I mean, we knew as far as Ascot Records is concerned, but now me and the CEO both have years and years of experience in the music industry.
Absolutely. And Nicole, you said your sister, Honey, is involved in as well, because I did see, I heard Honey, her music is absolutely very nice. Touch on very. Honey. I was listening to her when she was on KGN. She was playing fantastic music. You know, so I just said, who in God's name is this person? And the idea that Honey is your sister.
No, well, she's my label mate sister, not my sister in real life, but I feel like it. I feel like we're sisters in heart, and that's one of the things like Ascot Records does, is it fulfills those pieces maybe in my crazy fairy tale life, but I hope that it fulfills things in other people's, because we really are becoming a family. I feel like I got Gina now. I'm coming over there, Gina. Ticket to the UK. Like I have, I'm so jealous because I have somebody over there right now that I think if I was get in that red bus, and I could just drive around and I could sing and I could go to all those places you named, Cambridge and Manchester. And I just want the Nightingale and the people at Ascot Records to be able to know that they are worthy to experience those things, and that we're talented. And like you said, girl, if you heard one Honey song, you're going to get hooked.
Yeah, that's a whole different market with Honey. You know, she's very explicit and adult content. So we try to be diverse as a company. We try to be diverse. We have Afrobeat artists. We have reggaeton. We got, of course, Nicole with the soul and infused with jazz, and you can't even put her in the genre. So we really try to be diverse as a label when it comes to our artist selection.
Thank you, Boss Hizzle. Thank you very much. I'm listening to, I'm speaking to Boss Hizzle, the founder of Ascot Radio. Aren't I lucky? Anyway, my name is Gina. Come to you here from Surrey in the UK in the midnight hour. And you are listening to Sunday Jazz. And now it's called Easy Does It by Johnny Boyle. Thank you for listening to me here, Gina, coming to you here from Surrey in the UK. And I have with me the Nightingale and Boss Hizel. Aren't I the lucky one here on Sunday? Now, as I was speaking to Nicole Gilbert, fantastic young girl, she's sprang up on us now. She's with Ascot Radio and she will be doing a concert. Nicole, please say, where is your concert going to be this year in July?
My concert is in Topeka, Kansas. Everyone, Topeka, Kansas, June 22nd. And it's, I'm the musical guest for Lois Curtis Campus. And they have made a University of Cultural and Diversity that they've invited me to sing. I'll sing three songs off of my new album, Who is the Nightingale? And like I said, I'm so honored because they've already put one of my songs on their radio station in Topeka. They've bought merch. I have Nightingale Kisses t-shirts on bonfire.com right now that you could purchase. And they've really just had open arms for someone that is so new. I mean, it really is. I'm almost like a princess. That people say you are like a princess. I'm like that princess that was a cartoon. But now all of you have made me a real person. So Topeka, Kansas, June 22nd, come to the Nightingale Show.
So that's absolutely fantastic for you, Nicole. You know, you seem to have absolutely, you're radiant. You're absolutely going places. Can you believe all this is happening to you? Now, before you've been with Ascot Radio, were you with Ascot Record Company? Were you with any other record company before you achieved this?
I wasn't. That's what's so rare about me. This last 20 years of technological social media have really, I've been on the other side of that. I've been one of those people that was off the grid. So, really singing for me, there's a purity when they ask me to sing at a wedding here or a funeral or a community event, say, a children's birthday party. I mean, I take any opportunity to sing. So I've never been signed. I've never, like I said, I've never even heard myself recorded except on my answering machine. You know, it's something I'll never, get used to probably. Just all of the attention and people saying, well, the Nightingale, I heard of her. Oh, you're her. Oh, Nicole. It just, I don't see many humans, Gina. I see a lot of maybe bears, rabbits, birds, mice, crickets even. But I don't see a lot of humans. And the ones that I do, of course, they know I can sing. But they didn't know that I could get a song and write it. They didn't know I could get a song and write it and record it. They didn't know I could get a song and record it, sing it, and a record company would want to distribute it. It's magical. That's really what it is. It's Princess Nightingale's magical Disney movie happening right now.
So why did you choose the name The Nightingale to call yourself?
Okay, everybody asks me that. It really is a fairy tale. I have the book and it's a fairy tale about a caged bird. And that's really what I felt like, since I came to Montana, being one of the people that sang, really the only one that sang. And in the fairy tale, the bird gets found by the village, but the village gets very jealous. And the village really just ends up trying to replace the Nightingale. And the Nightingale just goes back to her forest and sings for herself. And at the end, of course, you know what happens in every princess story. The emperor finds her and she turns into a real princess from the bird. But in my life, I feel like it correlates. I've been caged in Montana for a very long time, and all I want to do is sing. So it really is almost like my real life coming true.
Well done. Exactly. How did Ascot Radio find you, or how did you find them? How did this match happen?
It was so incredible. I really think Boss Hizzle and the CEO, both of them, really are very rebellious. I'll say that, being a small company. So they put out their feelers online and they saw that I sing opera. I put that on my little bio, you know, on my Facebook or Instagram. And he said that that really stuck out, because most of the other singers, that they're kind of looking for artists. And he contacted me in messages, and he's a stranger, I'm a stranger. We got to know each other, and lo and behold, I'll tell you, they asked me to rap, and I did it, and they were impressed, which I don't rap. I really am an opera singer, classically trained, and I think they're trying to trick me or test me. And lo and behold, I pulled it out. I rapped, you know, and they were so impressed that they signed me, and I've been with them ever since, this whole 6 months. And I've compilated this Who is the Nightingale album, and we're off and running. But it's lightning in a bottle. It's like we're scrolling, and I have crazy Nightingale videos. So we saw each other, and the rest is history.
Thank you so much. Now, thank you so much. So Chris Farron, who entered the live show. Now, Nicole, you touched on that you were an opera singer. Please elaborate.
I thought I heard you kind of, I feel like you smiled. Yeah, I studied at Pacific Youth Lutheran University in Washington State, here in the United States. And it was, let's just say, one of those things that you don't hear about anymore. I mean, nobody says, I'm going to be an opera singer when I grow up. Nobody says that, but I did. I, as a kid, saw them in those dresses. I really saw that presence that opera brings, that sort of haute couture, that European, like I said, I'm obsessed with everything England, everything European, and there's a history there. So I studied languages, I've sang in Italian, I've everything. I studied with Barbara Polshock, who you can look up right now, very accredited opera singer in Washington. And again, it's one of those magical things that you don't hear very often, that people know about opera, but I most certainly do. I still have all my college opera books. I could hit a note right now. Sometimes I do. So, yeah, opera.
So what made you leave opera to do jazz music and do this type of music that you've entered into now?
I almost feel like because I'm different, I have a background in education and opera, that maybe if I lent my voice to other genres, you know, hey, like I said, I did a rap for Boss Hizzle, when they first started, but I also love, country music. I also love jazz. I also love, just plain old pop music, the fun bubblegum stuff that, you know, that the kids love. I thought maybe because I was a hybrid that my voice could sort of snake and thread its way through everything. And that's what I found, that because I'm trained and can hit notes, because that's gone too a lot, that purity of, well, you need to hit this note on the piano. And people are like, what do you mean? What? No. Well, I still think that way. I need to hit a C sharp. I need to hit a B flat, and I can do that in my head. And I just thought maybe because I had that background that maybe people would notice that I was just that different. And I think they have.
Well, Nicole, you don't sound different. It's just that you are incredible and amazing how you have, you know, you've achieved so much in such a short time. I'm joined here by the Nightingale, Nicole Corbett, on my show. We're just having a little chit chat. Anyway, continuing with Sunday Jazz, I'm Gina, coming to you here from the Surrey in the UK. So this is Ping Pong Jumping by Giulio Fazzero. Is that right, Nightingale? You speak Italian, don't you?
Fazzero. That was perfect.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you, Nicole Corbett. Thank you a great deal as well. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. And we're coming up to the end of Sunday Jazz. You know, it's been absolutely incredible who I had on the show today. I had with me Nicole Corbett, unexpected guest, but absolutely, I found out so much about her. And about what Nicole is up to. She's going to do her first live show today. And you also heard that Nicole used to be an opera singer, which is absolutely lovely. I like opera singing. And I had Nicole here and Boss Hizzle. Nicole spoke so much about herself, her enthusiasm, her love of music. She's played jazz music. She was an opera singer, which is absolutely extraordinary. How somebody being an opera singer can move on and get involved in jazz music and get herself a record contract and have her own, you know, she's now on Podbean radio, which is absolutely extraordinary for such a young woman. Well done, Nicole. You have achieved amazing. You know, it's astonishing. You know, when I saw Nicole and when I just heard her, she reminded me so much of Sheena Easton. Now, she was...
Oh! You just took my breath away. Do you know how much I think she's... okay, continue. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was just saying that Nicole reminded me so much of Sheena Easton when she came on the scene in music. She just, everything turned around for her and she succeeded amazingly well. You know, she got to, she got number one in the charts. She did James Bond theme. And, you know, with the very first time I looked at Nicole and I said, my goodness, Nicole is going to succeed, because it's the way how fast things have moved on for her. Please, Nicole, do talk. I haven't interrupted you. Please go on. Talk, please.
No, you're taking my breath away. Just, it's people like you that you don't realize, like I always go back to the isolation, being validated or hearing people say when they go to look at my videos or listen to me sing and they, you say, you remind me of someone of that stature, of that journey, as Sheena Easton and other people have said things. It's so emotional for somebody like me, because that's why I do it. I look up to people who I can see have put their heart and soul into music and to spreading love, like her, many artists, so many independent artists like me that don't get chances to be here on Podbean, to talk to Gina, to, for you to connect with my president and say, you know what? Let's find a way to get her seen over here. This is something special to me. Those are those moments that I have to take as special. So thank you, Gina. This is what's magical to me. It's just one more person somewhere across an ocean would go home tonight and say, my goodness, I saw the Nightingale. I heard the Nightingale. I know Nicole Gobert. I saw her. That is what's so special to me, because that is what I do it for. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole. You know, you're getting emotional. I'm getting emotional. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure having you here. You know, this brief interview, it's kept me company as well. My co-host, Joseph Barone, is not here, but you have been absolutely fantastic. And we're coming to nearly the end of the show. I've got just two more songs to come on. So, Nicole, if you won't mind again, come in to Coffee Sunday Jazz next week. I would like to invite you again, if you can appear here, you know, even to do a co-host and to speak that lovely Italian sound that you have. It's absolutely wonderful. So thank you very much, Nicole. It's been absolutely a pleasure for me to have a new upcoming somebody who is inspiring in this genre of music, from being an opera singer to crossing over. It's been fantastic having this interview with Nicole Colbert, known as the Nightingale. It's been absolutely a pleasure for me. And I'm telling you, here on LMS Radio, Sunday Coffee Jazz, it was unexpected. I never believed I will ever have this interview with Nicole Gobert. And, you know, I was also thinking, that's a nice girl, but how can I have this interview with her? She's going around to all these places. This person has an interview with her. That person has an interview with her. When am I going to have the interview with her? And amazingly, Nicole came onto my show and I had this interview, which is absolutely incredible. You know what? You know, so many things happen to you when you're on a radio show, you're on a radio station, suddenly somebody just comes in, you say, my goodness, that's incredible. I've been thinking of you, but I never expected you ever to come onto my show. And that's what I was thinking with Nicole. I never expected to have this interview with Nicole Gobert, and it's been absolutely incredible, fantastic. I've heard so much about her, and she's going to be doing a show. She's going to be coming over to the UK. So I very much hope to do meet Nicole. And many of I have listeners in the USA, and check out Nicole. She's got, now what has Nicole also got? She's got on Bonfire, She's selling her t-shirts on another website. And Nicole is definitely getting somewhere. You know, before, when you have a lot of people on Podbean, you seem to say that, oh, well, this person's going to, they may not stay long. But I have this feeling that Nicole's going to be here for a long time. And I also do wish Nicole an absolutely fantastic success, because she is determined, and I can definitely see that Nicole will get somewhere. Definitely in her life, she's got an amazing talent. She's absolutely an extraordinary young girl who has succeeded immensely well, which is absolutely incredible. Thank you a great deal, Nicole. And you know, Nicole may not want to come back on my show, but you know, it's given me incredible pleasure. I really do mean it, to meet Nicole, to meet somebody like her. It's been absolutely fantastic for me. It's here, it's coming up to, my goodness, nearly 1 o'clock at night. And thanks, Nicole, for stopping by, having this.
I love you. I have you back. You better have me. I want to come back every time. I absolutely adore you, Gina. You're mine. You get Nightingale kisses all day, every day.
Thank you so much. And thanks as well to a person called Bharat. Thank you a great deal for coming on to this show. So continuing with Sunday Jazz. And this is Old Time Fun by Sky Tolls. My name is Gina, and you're listening to Sunday Coffee Jazz. And I just had a fantastic talk with Nicole Gilbert, the Nightingale, here on Sunday Jazz. Absolutely amazing. As I said, she is an inspiration from Montana. And Nicole will be going on, she's going to be doing a show on, I believe, is it going to be in June? She will be doing one of her very first shows for the record company that she's with, which is called Ascot Radio. And looking forward to hearing Nicole and seeing her when she does pop over to the UK. So this is good, fantastic times for Nicole Gilbert. And I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversation that I had with her, a fantastic young lady who I can definitely see will be succeeding in whatever she does. And as you know, very many opera singers do tend to succeed in what they do. I mean, take a very good look at Maria Callas. You never know with Nicole Colbert. There's somebody there for you to take a look at, and she definitely, I can tell, will be getting somewhere. Okay, thank you so much for listening to me here, Gina, with Sunday Coffee Jazz. And I had with me Boss Hizzle from Ascot Radio and the lovely, the fantastic, and the wonderful Nicole Gorbert. So I will now leave you with God Rest Your Jazz by Theo Gerard. Now, let me just see what information I have on him. Now, Theo Gerard is an Italian man who is award-winning instrumentalist. Well, you know, let me get my breath back after I just had this long conversation with Nicole Gorbert. Well, anyway, thank you so much for listening to me here, Gina, on Sunday Coffee Jazz. It's been an unexpected day here in the midnight hour. And may I say thank you so much to Nicole Gorbert for joining me here. I don't know what time it is with her in Montana. And many thanks to as well Boss. He's as well the CEO of Ascot Radio. Wow, the people who came here. And many thanks as well to Barats, who entered the show, and who else entered the show, and Chris Farron. Thank you all a great deal for taking the time and visiting Sunday Coffee Jazz. It's been a pleasure, as always. You know, it's not all the time that when you get on the radio, you say you've had a very good time. And I definitely did have a good time today listening to this very up-and-coming young lady who is doing immensely well. She's done so many interviews on Podbean, and she's really promoting, and she's definitely marketing herself wherever she goes. And the very best of luck to Nicole Gorbert, and definitely her future does seem promising, whatever she does. So my name is Gina, and thank you so much for listening to me here on Sunday Coffee Jazz. It's been absolutely a pleasure. It's been incredible for me. You know, sometimes amazing things do happen to you. I could never believe it that I would interview Nicole Gorbert, because she's been going around, she's been giving so many interviews, and I had finally the chance, incredibly, to have her just pop up on my show, and Bob Hizzle as well. So, you know, what can I actually say? I can't say anything. Every time I come on to Sunday Jazz, it's always been a pleasure coming onto these shows, and the people who turn up, you know, taking their time visiting me as well. I know for so many of them, you know, they've got their own show to do, but they've taken the time and appreciation to come to see my show. So again, thank you a great deal wherever you are. It's always been a my goodness me, some of these things do happen, yes. Anyway, from me here, Gina, here in Surrey in the UK, thank you a great deal listening to me, and I do hope again to see you next time on the Midnight Hour. So I would leave you with, as I said, God Rest Your Jazz by Theo Gerard. And, you know, it's always a wonderful time, and it's always fantastic to say that Sunday Jazz has made me, you know, I've met so many people here, incredible people that I never believed that I would ever meet at all. So this is just here with Wendy, my co-host, which is AI, and I would say bye-bye and hope to see you next time.
Summertime Jazz from me, Wendy, and my co-host Gina. You can download, listen to our shows on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and other digital streaming platforms. And it's a pleasure as always having you tuning in on the Midnight Hour. So bye, and I hope to see you next time.
Broadcasting to the UK, Europe, and the rest of the world, this is LMS Radio.
For awesome content, like and subscribe now.